Well, I mean, in my opinion, the first moral responsibility we had in the West is to stop the violence that could have been on a horrific scale had the pro-Qaddafi forces managed to enter Benghazi. So in a sense, with the United Nations Security Council resolution providing the legal mandate for the protection of the Libyan civilians, I think basically what the Allied operations did was to prevent what could have been large-scale massacres had the forces entered.
Nonetheless, there are a lot of people who are somewhat concerned about this military intervention. And, you know, the cynics are saying, well, the West only seems to intervene in Muslim countries and usually those who have oil. And they're also worried about how this whole situation will play out. I mean, do you share those concerns?
Yes, of course I share those concerns. Everybody shares those concerns, and it's quite evident for the people I speak with in the Middle East that they sometimes detect double standards in some of the campaigns waged by the West as they see it, Iraq and Libya being two oil-producing countries, whereas other countries such as Syria, Bahrain or Yemen, nobody is really making much of a noise about them. So in that sense, yes, I do understand the concern, and I also do understand the misgivings of some people, not only in the Middle East, but also in Europe and here in the United Kingdom. However, I would also say that two wrongs do not make one right, in the sense that at least if we can manage to help Libya restore itself to a sense of openness and protect its civilian population without necessarily creating a further civil war in the country, and if we manage to subscribe ourselves to the mandate that was provided by the United Nations Security Council resolution, then in a sense, I think that Operation Odyssey Dawn would be able, at the very least, to prevent further civilian killings and hopefully open the way for a freer and more open, transparent and democratic society. Now, is this going to happen? Or, as some cynics say, would it lead to a split of Libya into two? Would it create more mayhem? I don't think anybody can be a prophet at this stage to foretell what could happen in the future. However, there is a kind of a murky, hazy vision there leading this operation. And I think if it is proportionate to the needs, if we have an objective, if we have a reasonable hope for success, and if we also are convinced that peace would ensue after the war, then not only are we doing something that is legal and moral, but we're also coming fairly closely, as the U.S. Catholic bishop said in a statement, quite close to our own understanding of the Augustinian principles of a just war.
What about the situation for Christians? How do Christians living in the area feel about the Libyan intervention? Aren't they worried that this could be seen as yet another example of the Christian West intervening in a Muslim country, and this could create a backlash for them?
Well, in a sense, this is always the case. Whenever there are such disturbances or attacks or wars, the indigenous local Christians of the region, who are in their majority Arab ethnically, are always viewed with suspicion because there is this combination of ethnicity and indigenous belonging with a faith that many people in the Middle East perceive as a Western faith. So look at what's happened to the Christians in Iraq. They've been suffering through horrendous persecution since the last 8-9 years when we attacked and invaded Iraq. So the same thing could be said on many other different levels in many other different countries. So whilst the Arab Christians of the region suffer the same discrimination and the same problems and difficulties as do the majority Muslim populations, yet in a sense, in the words that Colonel Gaddafi is using by calling this a crusade, a plot against Islam, equating Al-Qaeda with the West in terms of the objectives of Odyssey Dawn, I think he is trying to foment that kind of anti-West division for which the local Christians would inevitably pay a price in some way or another. So this is one of the fears that we in the Catholic Bishops' Conference are very worried about. We follow very, very closely what is happening and try in as much as possible to speak out whenever we see this happening, be it in Iraq, be it with the Coptic Christians in Egypt, be it with all the other Christians. And remember, there are about 15 million Christians in the Middle East who belong to that region.
I was speaking to Harry Hagopian, an Armenian from Jerusalem, who is the consultant on Mideast Affairs for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.